You're listening to Linux News Log, separating the Linux and open source signal from the noise.
This episode is brought to you by GoToMeeting, online meetings made simple, and by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audibletrial.com/quicksurf. Over 85,000 titles to choose from for your iPod or MP3 player. Hey everybody, how's it going? I'm your host Adrian, coming to you almost live from lovely Phoenix, Arizona, here in Studio MC1 at Quicksurf Internet Media. Linux News Log is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Do feel free to head on over to techpodcasts.com and check out all the other technology-related shows over there. I'd like to encourage everybody to visit us online at linux.quicksurf.com and subscribe to the show if you have not already done so. And with that, let's go ahead and get into the stories for this episode. PC World has a new sequence 30 days with a series in their network blog from Tony Bradley about working with Ubuntu Linux for 30 days. This post is for day four. He's got links to the previous days. We'll be keeping an eye on that as things move on. It's a pretty interesting to see, you know, primarily a Windows user try to get Linux to work. Pretty interesting read. So check it out. From let's go ahead and talk about our sponsor for this episode, GoToMeeting. We all know that meetings are an essential part of any business, whether you're presenting to clients on a sales call or, you know, collaborating with colleagues on projects, or even doing staffing meetings or status updates or what have you. It's nearly impossible to get away from meetings. So why not make them as simple as possible to run and organize using GoToMeeting by Citrix? It's the most reliable online meeting service out there. With GoToMeeting, you can schedule an online meeting in seconds, and attendees can join with just a click from anywhere they have internet access. As a bonus, all of the meeting materials are viewed on everyone's screen, which makes collaboration seamless and easy to use. Plus, you can hold as many meetings as you need for one flat rate, which includes phone conferencing and voice over IP. My audience can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. That's a month of unlimited online meetings free. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, and enter the promo code PODCAST. That's GoToMeeting.com, promo code PODCAST. And I sincerely hope you give them a try. That will help me pay my bandwidth bills. From Desktop Linux, Linux 3.0 arrives in RC1, providing absolutely nothing new. This is pretty awesome. Linus Torvalds announced an RC1 release of the next Linux kernel, but instead of calling it the expected Linux 2.6.40, it's dubbed Linux 3.0. The final Linux 3.0 will coincide with the 20th anniversary of Linux in August, but will offer no great breakthroughs, says Torvalds. So, pretty interesting. He basically did a full-on, what he wrote in his blog post is, what's the point of being in charge if you can't pick the bike shed color without holding a referendum on it? So he said he's just going all alpha male and just renumbering it. So pretty interesting. And apparently he did. So there you go. Good form. From the San Francisco Chronicle, Pogo Linux launches a new storage division, Pogo Storage. Pogo Linux has announced that it has launched a separate storage division. Pogo Storage expands the company's storage offerings with cost-efficient entry-level to mid-range enterprise solutions. The new division is dedicated to helping small and mid-sized organizations implement emerging storage technologies and get the most from their storage budget. Since launching an open-source system integrator of pre-installed Linux servers and workstations in 1999, Pogo Linux has experienced exponential storage business growth. The new storage division will allow Pogo to develop sales and support resources for its storage customers, which include government, universities, media, and entertainment. So pretty awesome stuff. So check it out. From techradar.com, there's a review of five Linux players out there. pretty interesting stuff. So the five that they're reviewing are Amarok, Rhythmbox, VLC, Songbird, and Banshee. And so if you're looking for a new Linux player, by all means check that out and find out which one is best for you. From MarketWatch, Searchlight Solutions subsidiary Linux Labs expands HPC cloud services to include proprietary secure storage application. Searchlight Solutions newly acquired subsidiary Linux Labs has recently completed development for the prototype of their cloud-based secure storage solution, which is a component of the Linux Labs Indigo file system, referred to as a haystack model. It is an analogy to finding the needle in a haystack. Essentially, when a block of data is stored in the system and is giving a name based on the hash value of the data, it can only be retrieved again if you know that 256-bit key. It is so difficult to guess a valid hash value without being the person who stored the data, there's little point in using a password or other authentication, as those would be more easily guessed than the hash names. In addition, a guessed password would allow access to all of a particular account's data. So, pretty interesting stuff. I'm curious about... there's a lot of questions there. We'll not get into that here. From Lily Puting, Texas Instruments announced OMAP P4470 chip for Windows, Android, and Linux, which is why it's in this episode. Qualcomm isn't the only company working on ARM-based chips that will support Windows 8, but while Qualcomm has announced that chips that were already in the pipeline will be able to run Microsoft's next operating system, Texas Instruments is unveiling a whole new processor. So the OMAP 4470 is a multi-core chip with speeds up to 1.8 gigahertz. It includes a PowerVR SGX 544 graphics, and Texas Instruments says the chip will provide an 80% boost in web browsing performance and a 250% increase in graphics performance than what you get from a 1.5 gigahertz TI OMAP 4430 processor. So, pretty awesome. It can handle display resolutions as high as 2048 by 1536, which coincidentally is the same resolution as 2K resolution in video. Pretty interesting. Pretty nice stuff. It'd be interesting to see where it's used in Linux world, in Linux land, but nonetheless. From ZDNet, Magia 1 Linux distribution has been released. About a year ago or so, rumors started flying in the Linux community about a Mandrake Linux having serious commercial organizational problems. The fact didn't take long to catch up with the rumors, and before long, Madriva was cutting back staff, changing development schedules, and generally looking like an organization in trouble. In September, some dedicated and very talented Mandriva developers, contributors, and users made a fork of Mandriva, which they eventually named Magia Linux, and they laid out their own plans for independent development. So, pretty interesting. It has been released, version 1. So it'll be. I'm kind of interested to see. I have not actually tried it out yet, but I'm looking forward to it. So be looking at that here and loading it up on a virtual machine as soon as I can get it. That'll do it for this episode of Linux News Log. I know I sound like a frog in a tin can or something of that nature. I've been fighting off a pretty bad cold this week, here we are. I'm anticipating being even worse. I've progressively gotten worse over the last couple days, and so the reason why I'm recording this Saturday night is because I'm anticipating being sicker than a dog tomorrow, and I want to get the show out because this will be the last episode with our GoToMeeting sponsor for this quarter. So, got to pay the bills, right? So anyway, that's why I'm doing it on a Saturday, and push comes to shove, I feel okay tomorrow and that's fine, but I'm not anticipating it. So anyway, I will see all of you next Sunday evening. And with that, I will see you then. Thanks for listening.